You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it to you.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way, because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
What's happening?
Hi.
Yeah.
This is
the movie show.
With us.
Sesh.
Yes, all of us.
Oh, just Sesh and all. Okay, Sesh and team. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
Must I say all three names? With me, Sesh, Ryan,
Hello.
And Tim.
We're really not getting better at these intros.
Yeah, eh? Shame.
Yeah.
It's a new year. It's 2022, people.
And we're still doing the 2021 thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The 2021 intro. Guys, we will practice next week when we come back, when we return.
Mm.
We will have an intro on point.
Mm.
Best intro you've ever heard.
Yeah.
Best intro of your life.
Yeah.
Okay, but we'll just move on now. So we decided we'd go back in time.
Yeah, this movie was released quite a while ago.
Yeah, it was last year. Mid last year, wasn't it?
This is one of those films like, hey, didn't we say we were going to do it? Oh, yeah.
Didn't we do it? Oh, no, we didn't.
Oh,
that's happened before on the movie show.
Yeah.
Ryan's like, why haven't we done this movie? I'm like, we have done this movie. Ryan's like, no, we haven't. I'm like, yes, we have. We went back and checked. I was like, oh, flip, we never did that film.
And then we did it.
Yeah, and then we did it. It was 21 Bridges, right?
Like, oh, I need to see that. I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, you see?
Anyway, have you guys ever done a movie twice?
No.
We've spoken about a film twice. Yes, we have.
What film?
When I remember, I'm going to yell out loud.
As in, we did two shows on it.
Yeah, it was like a follow-up.
Oh, wait, movies to watch again.
Maybe.
We did like a show. It was Hunger Games, but
maybe.
We...
I can't remember.
So we did we watched it like years later, and then... We're like, okay, so this is what we thought of it, watching it a second time. Yeah.
Ha. Huh, interesting.
What we did. Yeah. Okay. Hmm. It was good though. Still good. Still good.
This is what we thought now. We watched it. Oh my goodness.
Okay, yeah. So we're doing Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Ryan knows how to pronounce it properly.
I don't.
Just give it
but
a try.
I use my imagination. It would go something like Shang-Chi. Think of an angry Japanese guy. Shang-Chi.
Sneezing.
Yeah.
Bless you. Bless you, Ryan. Yeah.
Okay, so this film, the action
was crazy.
Got me.
The action was brilliant.
That's what sold me.
Yeah.
So I watched this film in my lounge with my TV screen, obviously, and with up like really pumped up my sound, and I've really got these good Sony speakers. So it was. I felt like I was in a cinema. It was so good. Like I like the beginning action scene and all, I was just like, whoa, like I was like, this is better than all the movies I've watched before. Because I loved it.
Yeah.
As an action junkie, I was just like, I've never seen that before. So
I watched it on my Mac with earphones.
Yeah,
that's
just as good. Depends on the earphones you watch.
Sorry, guys.
You saw it in cinemas. You were the gangster.
You watched it in cinema.
I think it's still in cinemas, if I'm not mistaken.
For real?
I could be wrong, but I think it might still be.
Oh, that is a very long run.
That's crazy. I think I'm just going to watch it again.
No, I'm serious. Okay, no. It left cinemas a couple of weeks ago. Never mind.
I definitely want to watch it again.
But I actually do think it stayed in... Now that you mentioned that, it was in cinemas for a very long time.
Yeah.
I remember when we went to watch Venom and that, it was still in cinemas and it had come out like a long time before that.
I don't think they had a thing to replace it. So they were kind of like, we don't have movies, we're just going to let it sit.
Possibly. Yeah. I don't know if the pandemic would have something to do with it, because obviously they can't fit as many people in, so then they're like, okay, let's just run it twice as long since we only
fit. Oh yeah, that's true. And also it's not making as much money as it would have, but pre-pandemic. Yeah, no, the action sequence, the action was enjoyed. For me, honestly, this is my opinion of the film. The start of the film was brilliant.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the beginning.
Yeah.
The bus sequence
was crazy. Man.
That was crazy.
The guy with the half arm.
That whole sequence was insane.
And then we thought he couldn't fight and he fought and he beat them up.
Like,
I was
what?
Just like, whoa. And
obviously you guys never saw the trailer because I...
No.
The trailer low-key spoiled that scene for me.
Oh,
that's where I started with my trailer... don't do
it. Don't do trailers. And then I enjoyed when they go to his sister's fight club thing that he doesn't realize. Yeah, that was cool. And the sequence outside where they were fighting, you know, they had
on the building.
Yes, that was insane. So I enjoyed that. But from that point, yeah.
Did you know that they never even fought on the side of a building?
Really?
Do you know that the bus was not even out on the streets?
It was. There was some
It was in studio, all of it.
Okay, no, but they did.
Oh, that is so funny.
The actors,
that was crazy.
The actors were in studio. They did have a bus go down.
What?
And crash cars.
They hired four buses.
Yeah, they did.
I don't remember being out on the street, but that would be pretty cool. Maybe for like...
You know when they were going down and then they still like crashed into cars and stuff?
Yeah. They lied to me. No, but that for me, that was, wow, that was just so good. And something that their fighting styles could have been really like, oh yeah, it's the Chinese thing.
Yeah, and they often do fast.
And they do that like really far-fetched. Yeah. Like, but this one, like it was so well done. Like the way the rings animate and the stuff that they did. Like,
and the way they slowed it down.
The one shot, so obviously Shang-Chi eventually got the rings. Like he got hold of his father's rings. And we'll talk about the father as well. But even the one scene, like he even stepped on the rings and then like he kicked his dad. I was just like, wow, that is like it was like seriously good. His father, shame.
Good actor though.
Really good actor. Like you actually like him.
Yeah. Do you know this was the first time he worked with an American crew? He generally.
Oh really?
It was the first film he'd ever done with an American crew.
Like, he's such a for me. I didn't feel like he was the bad guy.
Yeah.
No, ever. I was confused the whole film with him. I was like, what are you supposed to be? Are you supposed to be the good guy? Are you the bad guy? What are you?
Yeah, I was like, okay, wait, hang on. No, he's a father and he's really concerned. Shame, you know, the mother, you know, okay, I understand.
Well, they didn't have to kill the mom like that. That was intense. I was like, oof, nah, that was next level. Shame. No, I hated on him from that point onwards. I was like, you bad man. Mm. You let your wife die because you were... bad man.
So what? Shouldn't he have married her?
No, he should have married her, but then don't firstly be around and put up better security. Like you're not gonna live in your usual crib.
Yeah, that's true.
And then like leave your family there so people can come and take revenge. Secondly, nah, bro, you should have put up countermeasures or at least kept the rings and protected people.
You know? I mean,
oh yeah, he did let go of the rings.
But I mean she could
That also didn't make sense.
She can beat the father,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
So what was he going to do?
But also then, why couldn't she beat the other guys?
Exactly, because she sent the son inside. I'm like, oh yeah, they better get a whipping. Yeah.
No, she could have beat the small group of guys. But as soon as like more of them poured in, she knew like there's no way I'm winning this. And I mean, to be fair, she beat everybody, but she still died of her wounds from the fight. So she like literally took down like 20 or 30 or 40 guys. I don't know. But you have to understand, when she was fighting him, that was like a 1v1 thing. You don't have to worry about multiple opponents when that happens.
But what's the,
but he had the rings when he fought her.
Yes, I know, but
and
that's what
I'm
saying.
And aren't the rings supposed to make you
what
like...
What was so special about those bad guys anyway? I mean, they were a bunch of gangs, weren't they? Just these bunch of gangsters.
Yeah, but they you see, there was a numbers thing when it came to that. Okay, so I understand why she died. Because there was a lot of them. So when you're focusing on like multiple opponents, plus I don't think she like they probably had guns, they probably had like knives, they had a whole bunch of different weapons at their disposal. So the fact that she was overwhelmed by sheer numbers, whereas if the rings were in play, the rings are better when there's numbers.
Because there's multiple rings as well.
Because if you miss the one dude you're aiming for, there's still a dude next to him that you can hit, you know. So if the rings were in play during that fight, like they would have been just demolished. Like, but because she was like single-handedly combating them, plus she didn't have her powers, remember?
Oh,
she just had like martial arts and no power.
That is true.
Okay, there you go.
There we go. Yeah. Bing! Forgot about that.
Got you.
Mm-hmm.
Still sad though, they didn't have to do it like that.
I liked her. I must be honest, I felt like this was the Marvel Crazy Rich Asians. I honestly felt like that.
The what?
The Marvel Crazy Rich Asians.
They just didn't have that one main Asian dude they always have in every Asian movie. Yeah.
Because of the cast, there were like, I think, three or two. Definitely two. There were definitely two actors that were from Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that chick, best friend, and someone else. But I think Marvel does that a lot. I think they did that with Black Panther. You know, it was very African. And that's the annoying thing, though. And this is one of the reasons I hate it when they do these movies. Because 90% of the actors are from America.
Yeah.
So you literally have Americans acting as Africans or Asians or whatever, you know. And the issue is Americans don't see a problem with it, but it is actually so offensive to everybody else.
Yeah.
But it's so American at the same time. Like literally Americans live in their own little bubble thing of culture because they don't know any difference. Mm. And the rest of the world's like, are you serious? Like you don't see a problem with this. Mm. Yeah.
That is very true. So this was the 25th film of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. 25. For me though, 25 was it good enough to be number 25?
Nah,
the but bus was sequence was good, man.
The fight sequences, yes. But for me, honestly, the third act was terrible. Honestly,
I just liked the dragon after that.
Yeah, the dragon.
That
was cool.
What kept me going.
The for real.
Beautiful, lovely dragon. Yeah. If they killed off the dragon, I would have hated the movie. I'm not even joking. That was the make it or break it for me.
Can I be honest? I felt like they built it up and then it just dropped. Like by the end of the film, you were like, okay.
All right. Because you kind of felt like all of this could have been prevented if Dad wasn't such a weirdo.
Yeah.
Like if he wasn't just hearing voices and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Because you viewed it but as like a futile like a, thing.
Yeah, see, I like the way they did it because like I said, when like the dad, I was like, oh, shame. He's, like even in his face, he's just got this like really friendly, like when you see him, even like, wow, I can't believe this guy like killed a whole lot of nations and stuff like that. Like he's been alive for like billions of years. Like it's hard to believe.
Like, no, but he also has like a don't mess with me kind of vibe.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Like he's a gentle, but it's a don't mess with me.
Yeah. Mm. Do you know that Iron Man, so the first Iron Man, this actually linked up with the first Iron Man because you know the weapons he was making? He was selling them to the Ten Rings, which the father was the head of.
I saw that. Yeah. It said Stark, didn't it?
Yes. On one of the, so they linked it up. Plus also, you know the guy that acted or played pretended to be the Mandarin in Iron Man 3?
Yes.
He obviously came back in this one.
Love that.
Yes.
That was very cool. Yeah. He definitely did a lot for that movie.
Yeah. Mm. So that, because obviously now he was dealing with the actual Mandarin. So now this was the... Yeah. So basically... Yeah. Mm. They linked, so that was cool the way they linked it up. But number 25, was it worth being number 25?
I don't think it falls short, but I don't
for me, it had Ant-Man vibes. I would say this and Ant-Man on the same level.
No, Ant-Man was better.
For real?
Yeah, I'm calling Ant-Man better because Ant-Man as a whole was lighthearted.
Yeah.
This was lighthearted, but it tried to be serious, which is where they went wrong. Like, literally, they were like coming, like, this thing can destroy universes. Like, if you open that gate, we're all doomed, whatever. Those guys didn't make it past the front door. They opened the gate, nothing happened. Like, everybody, they just stopped everything. Yeah. And we were like, this thing's supposed to destroy the whole world. What is going on here? Like, the gate's still open. What are you guys doing? Like, I don't understand, you know? So there was kind of, I felt like they were trying hard to create this, like, world ending. And they've done this consecutively with the last few Marvel films. They did it in Eternals where they were like, the world's going to like blow up. Like, this is the end.
This is finished.
And then they were just like, they stopped it so easily.
So in other words, if they went a bit more global. Almost
these were global. Like
Avengers.
This was,
remember what they did in Avengers? Like the whole of New York started erupting. Next minute, all this aliens started coming. And, there's havoc everywhere. But it was in this little village.
Yeah.
But even like Avengers.
Back here.
Even Avengers, like, it felt more global, even though it wasn't more global.
Yeah.
Like, that was an attack on New York. Like, that was the extent of it.
Independence Day, the first Independence Day. Remember when the UFOs came out? And then you saw them in, like, Egypt. You saw them in Africa. Yeah. You saw them, like, in everywhere.
That was, actually, you just opened a loophole in Avengers. Like, why did they just attack New York? What is the problem with these people?
They always only attack one place, though, because in the second Avengers, it was the, what was that town?
Slovakia.
I don't know. Yeah, Infinity War was more. Endgame and Infinity War was. Well, that was Wakanda.
Now, you got to take it to other countries.
I actually realized when I was rewatching the Marvel movies that I think the biggest threat that any of the Avengers faced as like a whole was that whole aircraft carrier thing in Civil War. Because when you saw like. Because you saw them like aiming at different people. And, like, one of the people they were going to aim at was, like, Robert Downey Jr. I mean, Iron Man. So, yeah. like, you, he was done. That was going to be the end of his Iron yeah. Manning days. Captain America would have been done. Like, that was going to be the
Wasn't
end
that
of,
the
like...
Wasn't that the Winter Soldier?
Yeah, sorry. Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. When you actually realize, like, that was the biggest threat that I think they faced in as, like, a whole, apart from Thanos, obviously.
Yeah, yes.
You... It gave a lot of perspective. Yeah. I was like, this was an Avengers threat level and Captain America just solved it by himself. Like, good on you, homie.
Yeah. yeah. And like, just walked away from it.
It should be Captain World.
Captain Earth. yeah. But I agree with you on the whole. It was, they tried to make a comedic movie serious because if you look at it, it had Awkwafina in it. Now she
is her, right?
Yes.
That's,
yeah. She is like comedy central type of thing. Like if she's in a movie, gonna be funny. Yeah. So like for example, Crazy Rich. I mean, I loved her in Crazy Rich Asians. True. Even in Jumanji, she was hysterical in the second Jumanji.
Yeah.
But here she was. Did she even like? She didn't. She wasn't funny.
Like, I felt like she was actually doing more harm for the film than good. Because they build up to like a serious moment and she'd crack a joke.
Yes.
So she was like comedic relief, but like too much. Yeah. So you actually never got stressed.
But like I also feel like they put too much on her because she was the first person they cast in the film. But I only think it was, I mean, why would you cast her character first? Do you understand? Like, why wouldn't you focus on finding your protagonist,
the
main guy?
They probably actually realized later she was the worst cast and then they'd already cast her first.
But I think they also only cast her because of her name. Because they knew if she's in the film, people will want to go watch it because she's in the film.
They were like, we need a famous Asian.
Yeah.
Get the first one we can find.
And they were like, ah, look, it's her. Take her. And then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
So I agree with that whole... They were trying to be funny, but trying to be serious at the same time. And...
Failed. Both.
Yeah, it really did. The interesting thing, though, is so the main guy, so Shang-Chi, his name in real life is Simu Liu. That's how you pronounce his name. Mm-hmm. He actually tweeted in December 2018 about asking Marvel for the role. And then he later retweeted the original tweet on July 20, 2019, thanking him. So that's how he got his role. He tweeted Marvel.
Oh, wow.
So anyone want a Marvel Marvel character?
Just ask.
Just go tweet Marvel. Yeah? Because but he was an actor, but he this is his first time as being the protagonist. Normally he was always in a supportive role. Yeah,
big screen.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Although he didn't do an amazing job, I don't think.
Yeah, he was...
I think he nailed the choreography.
Yes.
I think that was what made him good, but I don't think I loved his character whatsoever. Yeah.
But one thing, though, I think... So, Awkwafina, she did train in drifting and archery. So, I think most of the scenes where you see her, like, drifting and stuff, she did a lot of the stunts herself, which I do respect because, I mean, you could just say...
That's expected, actually, from her. So when it happened, I was just like, yeah, of course. Yeah, fast car, drifting, sounds...
No, that was cool, though. Mm. I'll give her props for that.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys saw also the film was dedicated to Bradley James Allen.
Yeah, that's right.
He was the stunt coordinator for this movie and he was known for his work behind the stunts of Jackie Chan. He died on August 7th, 2021 at age 48. Oh, wow. I'm not sure what he died for, but that's very young. He died. And I mean, as a stunt coordinator, he probably was fit. Do you understand? Like, I don't think you can be an unfit stunt coordinator. But the stunts were very good.
With the bus scene, the first thing that I picked up, I was like, these are Jackie Chan moves.
Oh, serious?
And then when I saw Brad Allen, I was like, oh, okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. So, him and the team, they work a lot with Jackie Chan. The way that they use items around him, that's what Jackie Chan's well known for. So, like, he uses the pole, and then afterwards, he just sort of gets up and, like, and then, and then like, sort of starts kicking again. So... Very, very good. There was an interview that I watched with a guy called Joe Farrell, which was like second unit, VFX supervisor. You guys should go check out these guys on YouTube called Corridor Digital. So they did an interview with him and some of the scenes and how that he's an Australian. So you can imagine this guy with an Australian accent, you know, and some of the stuff that they'd actually... That's where I came in with the intro and I was like, the building wasn't real. They didn't do it on the side of the building. Oh, yeah, and the bus. It was pretty crazy. So this movie, the VFX, a lot of it was worked obviously during the pandemic. So the VFX guys were all working at home together on this film. Pretty interesting.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, I can't imagine working like, well, remotely. Actually, I can work. Imagine working like that, because we've done it now, worked at home, yeah, on a whole lot of stuff. So, fight sequences, brilliant.
Yeah, those were really cool.
And that side of the building sequence where the camera like kept moving, like some of the stuff. Yeah, you guys should definitely. I think Digital Corridor Digital, just because I've mentioned them, they owe me a subscription to their channel. Oh yeah, you guys should go check that out as well. So that was definitely. Fight sequences.
The fight for me, the best part of the film was the fight sequences. That for me was the best part.
That's why I said it was done different. It was just like, obviously.
But the third act flopped.
It was the Chinese thing, and it was the far fetched, you know, where they float, in slow motion. But the way that they,
no, that was really cool.
The way that they what is the word I'm looking for? The way that they actioned, they incorporated.
Executed.
The what?
Executed.
Yes, that's the word I was looking for. The way that they executed was. Brilliant, because obviously it's Marvel, but now you've got to bring in the Chinese whole slow. And if it's anything other than that, because everybody's watched like Chinese movies, then it's going to. But yeah.
Although what was a disappointment also was that character with the white and red mask. You know, like that trainer dude.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I felt like he had a lot of potential, because remember there was like that scene where Thingy thought of killing him because of like how harshly he was treated as a kid. And then they just kill them off with those like
soul taker things.
And I was like, that was just weird. Like he was viewed as a very important character, and like
they
he was actually just second rate.
He came and went. In fact, towards the end it was almost like they joined forces together.
Do you know Blade dude? I don't know his actual name. You know the guy with the blade arm. You know that they deleted his death. I literally watched the scene. It wasn't fully done. It was quite funny to watch, actually, because like when he runs to... So what happens is he's talking to Katie, the chick that became the archer, and she's like, I can't do this. I'm going to die. I'm not even supposed to be here. And he's like, I'm also not supposed to be here, but we're here, so let's do this type of thing. And then she had to get her bow because she had dropped it. So he ran to get it for her. But then one of those soul catch thingamajigs got him and killed him. But they removed it because they said... They want to maybe use him again in the future, like for another like spin-off or something. You know, maybe their Disney Plus series. They were like, no, wait, we need another series. Keep him alive. So they removed his
Well, remember Sister Chicky now takes over the assassin organization. That was just so weird. That was so unnecessary.
That end scene wasn't one of their good end scenes.
But you know what annoyed me most about that was because I viewed it as like an exact ripoff of DC's Ra's al Ghul's Legion of Assassins. So like that annoyed me because I was like, you're literally doing a like copy and paste. Because in DC, Ra's al Ghul dies and his daughter Talia takes over.
Yes.
And it's literally, and also like you kind of thought, oh, she's like a good character now. She's come to like some healing in her life. And she was like, nope, no healing. Reverting
Let's
back.
Go. Yeah, you're like,
cool.
Okay.
Gonna Do start you know? Training up females.
Yeah, you see, it's the.
Because why not? We need women.
Females were, you know, she wasn't allowed to train with the guys. I think that was her main thing. Because now she was getting revenge for. Her lack of training. But also, do you know Ant-Man was supposed to be in the... Ant-Man could have been in the film.
That would have made it better.
I know, right? So what happened was the producers said they considered... They briefly discussed the idea of Ant-Man appearing in the film because both him and Shang-Chi live in San Francisco. So the fact that they didn't put him in is stupid.
Wow.
But ultimately, they decided it would derail from the main story. I feel like they should have put
that would have been so much better.
They would have... Like
Wong also made the movie.
I thought that would be cool.
Wong was amazing.
Mm. Wong was cool.
I loved that.
Yeah, I know. And you know that...
I thought Shang-Chi was going to fight Wong.
That would have been so cool.
Like when they brought the sister out, that was less climatic than him fighting Wong.
Wong, you like...
That would have been...
Because it's like, all right, cool, peace out.
Yeah, and he goes... And
I'm like,
no, come back.
Okay. I thought you were going to fight.
But then, you know, at the end when he's speaking with Hulk, what's his name? Bruce Banner and Captain Marvel. You know, Mark Ruffalo's arm was in a sling. That's because of, you know, in Endgame, he snaps.
Yeah.
And then that it had damaged or affected his arm. So that's why his arm's in the sling.
That's weird, though, because remember, his body's basically, like, because of the Hulk, he's regenerative.
That's the,
So that is very weird that it harmed him
that
much.
Because it's that powerful.
Plus, it didn't harm Thanos that much. Like,
no,
the guy was... okay, basically.
But I've always been a Thanos guy. That's why, you see, that guy's too much, man.
Plus, it was weird at the end of Eternals when they bring Thanos' brother in.
What? Don't spoil alert for Ryan.
What? Thanos is a brother?
But you will never guess what? Who his brother is.
Oh, dang.
It's actually
not a spoiler for... It's not a spoiler for Eternals. It was... I heard it, and I was like, wait, what? I had to go and watch it when I got home, like, rewatch the scene, because they say it so quickly. They're like...
Can I be honest? That was the best part of Eternals for me.
No.
That was it.
No, for me, it was the next end credit scene.
Nope, that was...
Why have I not watched Eternals by now?
You need to go watch Eternals, Ryan, because now we can't spoil alert for you.
Okay,
just go watch the end
scene. Watch it expecting it to be like a 3 out of 10. And then you will have no, like, you'll have no remorse watching it. Because then it's actually quite fun. But don't watch it with any high expectations.
I'm
going to
watch it very emotional.
Emotionless.
I'm just going to say that. Mm.
I'd watch it with someone and then make jokes the whole time. That was the best
you
way
need
to do
to,
it.
So this is what irritated me about Eternals the most. It wasn't even the storyline. They bring in a gay couple. So it's the first gay couple in the Marvel Cinematic, which was so unnecessary.
I actually sat there in the cinema with my mates and I was like, is this the first gay couple they've brought in?
First gay couple. And it was the first sex scene in a Marvel movie.
I also pointed that out. I was like, this has never happened before. Oh my word.
So those two things, I was like, okay.
And they had to do it in the same movie. This is what I'm saying. Marvel's trying to make big leaps too fast. I think, yeah.
But they shouldn't. This is why we love Marvel. It's because, you knew it was a good film filled with action. Like, you didn't have to skip any scenes. The language, there has been language, but I mean, it's not bad. I mean, it's worse.
True.
So you could trust Marvel. You knew
it's
you
like
were
a
going
family
to,
friendly, yes, non friendly. Yeah.
You were knowing, you knew you were going to watch a good movie type of thing.
True.
Like, it maybe would have been different or whatever, but you were genuinely watching a good film. Now you're like, well, we don't know.
Yeah, I see that. To be fair, though, they had a lot of like things they could have done with the characters in Eternals. Like even Angelina Jolie. I was like, she's an amazing actress. You can utilize her really well. Like, do something with this. I believe in you guys. And her character was like...
I just feel like all actors just want to now have their Marvel stamp on their CV type of thing.
I'm waiting for Emilia Clarke to come in. As soon as she comes into Marvel, I'll be happy. I'm done. It's been fun.
Yeah, no, Ryan, you need to go find out who Thanos' brother is.
I can't believe I haven't watched it by now.
I know, right?
You know, you could actually just watch the end credit scenes and you'll catch up on the whole movie.
Okay, thanks, man.
That's what I was saying.
Don't.
I'm going home and I'm going to watch it.
It's a nice thought.
Their end credit scenes are more hyped than the whole movie. Yeah.
Although, with Eternals, I didn't think that was necessarily the case.
I did.
Okay. Cool.
But Ryan will understand why when he finds out...
It's a bad movie. Just watch it knowing it's a bad movie.
Yeah, but anyway, this was Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's the worst Marvel film.
It was cute.
I liked the fight scenes.
Awesome action bus scene.
Yeah.
Plus, I
and the dragon doesn't die.
Yeah, the dragon does not die.
Plus, I actually didn't like that little cute, like, it wasn't actually cute, but that headless little chicken thingy,
yeah,
that morph
weird.
Or whatever. That I feel like they tried
cool
to make that a lovable.
Cool.
Yeah.
I felt like they tried to make that a lovable character. Like,
imagine that was
thing.
The dragon. Man.
I just played dead.
Imagine that was the dragon.
But to be fair, that was quite cute. I love that. Like, he's like,
what are you doing?
Are you okay?
I'm
and he's
dead.
Like, listen, I'm playing dead. And then he just lies down
this
again.
This is my best performance yet.
That was amazing. Oh.
Yeah, that was...
Love that.
Quick, like, in two words. Would you agree with a romantic spin-off with Shang-Chi and Katie's character?
No.
Yeah. Wow. That was fast. I would vote yes. I'll just go there for the romantic.
Because that'll be
there.
A full-on, like, friend zone move to non-friend zone thing. Nah.
Yeah, but they can't stay friends in like, that's
weird. What
do you
mean they can't stay friends?
As in, if they get into a relationship, then what?
Okay. No, I'm not going to say this on air, but yeah, I don't think they would work.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
There we go.
Well,
there you have it, folks. No. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week with our better intro.
Yeah.
Going to go practice now.
Our 2022 intro.
Our 2022 intro, yeah. But for now, we are signing out.
Yeah.
Peace out.
I love Active FM.
Christ music is hot music.
Our music at Active FM is lit.
dimension. I ain't got no reason. Tell the people, everybody on the dance floor now. Christ is the one we lift our hands for now.
You're tuned in to Active FM.